Joined now by Knoxville baseball coach Turner DeVore on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Turner, I can't believe it. It's baseball season.
Yeah, I know. It feels like we were just in football season, and now the school year's winding down, and the weather's nicer than normal, and so it's been nice to get outside, know that school's wrapping up, and baseball's finally here. So,
let's talk about first couple weeks or so of things. You're kind of dividing up practices right now, the JV and then your varsity kids. Is that just to make the younger kids feel a little more comfortable out there?
Yeah, a little bit, and then it's just for time's sake. I mean, we're blessed to have three batting cages and a bunch of help with volunteer assistant coaches and assistant coaches, and just like to break it up so they get more individualized things. And obviously we do some things that are different here with our JV Gold team, and now our eighth graders are starting this week as well too. So do a couple different things and try to break it up so then we're, you know, sometimes you don't get enough reps and you're still pushing 2.5, 2 and 45 hour practices, and we don't want to do that to the kids that are still in spring sports and things like that. So we're just working through some things, and it's long nights for the coaches, but it is what it is for 2 weeks.
You mentioned to me when I ran into you the other day, six assistant coaches. I mean, you know, you got a coach almost for every player now, I think.
Yeah, we do. I mean, I'm blessed. I worked under Casey Klunder for a couple of years at Central, and he always talked about how you gotta have good people around you. And I feel like we've assembled a staff of really good people and really good coaches and former really good college players. So I think everyone on our staff played at the next level. So just having that knowledge and those type of things and be able to get more reps for the kids and not send them on their own and hope they're doing the right thing. So that really helps a lot.
Let's talk about, you know, who you got this year as your coaching staff that obviously, you know, you can just coach now and not have to do all a lot of the extra stuff.
Yeah, it helps a lot being able to send guys with our outfield coach, River Baker, and he knows exactly what to do. And we got Sam Staley and Cam Liston, who takes a lot of the pitching things, and having somebody dedicated to catchers with my cousin Jared Warren. Just being able to send kids and get plenty of work, and you're not really trying to scrunch in time, and I can kind of roam around and help with things and watch them, because ultimately if they want to coach later on down the road, we want to get them prepared to be a head coach or a full-time head assistant, or if they want to go to the next level. I trust all these guys with everything, so they do a really good job, but I can kind of stand back and work on some of the advanced stuff that we like to do.
Let's talk, as we're talking to Turner DeVore, Knoxville baseball coach on KNIA Cavalier. Let's talk about the team now. Last year, everybody will probably say, okay, rebuilding. I don't think it was a rebuilding. It was probably maybe a resetting year for everybody. You got a lot of young guys in that got some valuable experience, and not only did that, but they showed they could add some potential too.
Yeah, we last year going in wasn't sure what we'd have. You know, pitching was a big question, losing some of the arms that we had the previous year, but they really stepped up and we played our best ball down the stretch and we got a lot better. And it's really carried over to this preseason with just the kids understanding what we're trying to do, and they're working extremely hard. And it's actually, I think, the best part about this team so far that we've seen is we have a group of freshmen who might not see a ton of varsity time, but they're practicing their butts off, and they're pushing the varsity guys to be as good as they can whenever we're doing live things. So it's been a really good start to the season, and, you know, we just have a lot of returning guys, and we have a lot of innings back. We're still, you know, trying to figure out pitching-wise and what we're going to do, but we have a bunch. We had everything come back except for one player, so we're looking forward to getting things started.
Who are your pitchers this year? I know you haven't decided 1, 2, 3 down the line, but from what I remember last year, you got some pretty good arms coming back that you may not stand out. You just may have a solid rotation that no one's going to want to face later on.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have the guy that's going to throw mid to high 80s, but we have a bunch of very quality arms. You know, Kyler Gifford and Lincoln Norris threw 50 innings for us last year. Brendan Woolsey came on and pitched really, really well at the end of the season. We look for him to get up to around that 45-50 inning mark. And actually, hopefully, some of those guys with Rossi McCarty and Brendan Woolsey and Kyler Gifford and Briar Kingery and some of those guys can step up. We can actually use Lincoln in kind of a different role that's going to help our defense. And you know, you get that kind of bulldog mentality out of the bullpen that could come and close a game for us. We're trying to work towards having some more relievers and things like that. But I feel like we got a lot of guys, not one that really stands out that you're like, yeah, that's the guy. But I think we have 5 to 6 guys that I think could be pretty good.
How key is that, knowing that you're not going to overuse, hopefully, guys, you know, that some teams have a guy that does like 100 innings, and, you know, okay, there's their horse, but you've got a lot of guys that just have some solid innings. That's the goal, obviously.
Yeah, I think when you get to that point, you get to July, and it gets to the first round, you want to have as many bullets left as possible, and we're hoping to do that. You know, we had to stretch Kyler and Lincoln pretty thin last year, more than we probably wanted to, but we just weren't sure what we had on the back end. I think those guys have stepped up and are going to be a lot better. You know, Rossin threw all of our tough games last year and never batted a nine. He's got a lot better, so we look for him to take in some of those innings. And then, you know, when it comes down to district tournament time, we don't have to just have that one guy. We could throw all four of them if we wanted to and spread out a game and have them available as long as we need to go. So I think that's going to be really important for us. And then I think offensively we're going to be better, so that's really going to help.
As my next question, offensively, you know, at times last year it was hit and miss on, you know, certain times. But I think this year you're looking, okay, we need to be a better, much better hitting team.
Yeah, we need to score runs. We've talked about that. We spend a lot of time on base running. We spend a lot of time on bunting. We've put in a couple things that we think can help us score runs. And ultimately, I think we're going to be better at the plate. A lot of those guys got some at-bats. You know, Luke Rosenboom really came on last year towards the end of the year. Brady Rosenboom was starting to pick it up. Those guys have picked up right where they're left off. I think we're going to be a lot deeper at the plate. And like I said, we got some guys that I think we can use as base runners as well, too. That's really going to help us. But we got to do everything right to score runs, whether that's taking a walk, getting hit by a pitch, stealing a base, getting a ball in the dirt, moving them up on a bunt and having a hard 90 to try to beat it out. All those type of things we're going to have to do to try to score runs.
Looking at, you know, ahead, you're not going to have a lot of your guys right now just because of spring sports and everything. And you love to see the success of spring sports, but also causes, okay, Monday I've got a pretty good Indianola team I'm starting out with. What is the plan of action Monday when you head into Indianola, which I'm sure you wouldn't mind having someone a little less talented on your schedule first game?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. We like to open up and see Indianola. They're going to be a good baseball team. Coach Carlin does a good job getting the guys ready and being fundamentally sound, and they're going to throw strikes. We're going to have to go in there thinking we're not going to have the golfers there. Hopefully they're making it to state, and I've told them if they make it to state, don't rush back. Even if they don't, you know, they don't need to hurry back. We'll play with what we got. We're probably looking at, you know, trying to have a better defense on the field and throw in some younger guys on the mound instead of the other way around to try to help out a young pitcher. But we'll probably throw some young guys in there, and they're going to get a chance to see, because some of those busy weeks we're going to need a guy to step up. And I think we have a few, and Justin Ferguson and Riker Gifford and Jace Kading and Reed Agan, who can come in there and throw. So we're excited to see what we get out of them throughout the summer, and this might be a good first step to just see what it's like.
South Central Conference always seems to be that conference that kind of underrated a little bit, got some solid teams. What does the conference look like this year, and who's going to be the competition?
I think Sheraton's going to be very good. They only lost two guys. They did lose two very important guys. They're shortstop and second baseman, but they return a lot, along with a good eighth grader freshman this year. And then I think Centerville with the Decina kids is going to be very good. Lancaster's got some things there. Huseman does a good job of always being fundamentally sound and having that. And I think Cardinal's going to be really good. They got a lot of arms coming back. They were young last year, so they got a year under their belt with some eighth graders that are now freshmen. So I think those are probably the top three, but you can't count out Davis County with Todd White coach in there. And you know, Clark presents some problems for teams as well, too, and Albia does as well, too, as we saw last year. So I don't think there's a night off that you can take, but I feel like it's a very open race, and that hopefully we are able to go in there and compete and give ourselves a chance late in the season to win it.
Got to ask, mid-season trip up to a pretty special place that a lot of not only Iowans but people around the nation flock to just to want to see it. You get to play on the Field of Dreams movie site. What's that going to be like when you go up there in June?
I don't know. I'm super excited. It was more for me than the kids, I think, because I've never been up there, and I've always talked about going up there, but I've never really had a reason to. So, you know, making that three-hour trip with your family and things like that, it's like, the girls might not like it and things like that. But, you know, to have the kids play on the field, it'll be something they always remember. And there's no fence there, so it's just the corn. So it's going to be – I mean, it's going to be very fun and interesting, but we're going to make a day of it. And hopefully what these sports do for you is they leave lifelong memories that you remember for the rest of your life. And hopefully that's something that they'll remember and tell their kids about when they're older.
That's, by the way, you'll be playing Pella Christian up there. We'll have that game on KNIA Careless that day up there at Dyersville. Turner, good to talk to you again, and best of luck this year.
All right, thanks, Derek.
That's Turner DeVore, Knoxville baseball coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA Careless.